TalkBack. TalkBack is your opportunity to communicate with us. We always enjoy hearing from you. Many of you email me weekly. You know how to get in touch with me. It's Jay Latimer, J-L-A-T-I-M-E-R at KAXE.org. You can always reach us by sending your emails to comments at KAXE.org. And you can write to us. Our address is 260 Northeast 2nd Street, Grand Rapids, Minnesota, 55744. And you can call our talkback line, and that number is 1-218-999-9876. We have heard from a number of you this week, including Kidder, who said that the Hummers have been going through a quart of liquids every 24 hours until last Thursday. I filled the feeder and it's almost two-thirds full today, Tuesday. Any thoughts or explanations you might have to offer? It hangs outside my picture window, and I so enjoy watching them from the table. Thanks, Kidder. And, you know, I had a period of about a week to 10 days where they kind of slacked off at my house as well. But they're back in full force right now and drinking down the juices even as we speak. So I think, you know, there is a period of time where they're sort of gathering protein for their little offspring, for their little babies. They're catching ants and spiders and the like and feeding them to their little babies. And that's something that they do each year about this time. And that is probably one explanation of what's going on with the hummingbirds. But trust me, they're going to be back at your feeders really soon. And if you start looking at them, if you're close to them on the feeders, those whose tail feathers are longer than their wingtips are adults, and those whose tail feathers are shorter than their wingtips are juveniles. Oh, so go out and see if you can discern the difference. And from our friend Mark, I observed that a beekeeping bonnet keeps the hundreds of deer flies off me when out on the road trails or in the woods. And he said it works 100%. He went down to the local hardware store and bought himself a beekeeping bonnet. And it definitely does a good job keeping those guys off your head. Also, the wild berry harvest to date has been weak in these parts. Raspberries about a C, pin cherries an F, choke cherries look to be about a D unless highly shaded. But the blackberries look strong and plentiful so far. And he hasn't given the blackberries a grade yet. But, you know, I would agree to a certain extent. Pin cherries definitely didn't set fruit this year very well. Choke cherries, not so much. I've got a lot of choke cherries, and there's not a lot of fruit out there. And the raspberries at my house have been pretty good. I've had a pretty good crop of raspberries. So, but the blackberries do look like they're going to be good. Friend of mine, Jeff, up in Baudette, said had some botanists over for dinner. They've been monitoring that little cedar swamp where we saw the Calypso orchids. They said they have documented 14 different orchids in that area. They started naming them using genus and species, and I got confused. Our butterfly moth guy is here for a month if you're interested. Common terns are probably 10 days from starting their migration south. There's a depressing note for you. And that's from our friend Jeff up in Baudette. From Dallas, Culver's root blooming, bugleweed blooming, this is blooming, ripe choke cherries, red squirrels cutting hazelnuts, and the white asters, those are flat-topped asters, are blooming. As you can tell from this list, summer is winding down. It just keeps getting drier here. Don't know how anything is surviving, but now the high bush cranberries are full of fruit and shriveling up and falling off, yet the choke cherries are ripening. Basswood set lots of fruit, as are the bur oak. Deeper roots? Question mark. And from Ed down in Deerwood, sandhill cranes, he's seeing a lot of those while he's out bike riding. The berries are poor, and he's finally seen some garter snakes. And Dale Nichols just called this morning and said that there's a turkey with some chicks out along the County Road 17, and they are really small. I saw them myself, and those chicks are really small. That's our talkback show for today. Thanks for tuning in. You are tuned to Northern Community Radio, 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley and Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and 103.9 Ely and KAXE.org, connecting you to Northern Minnesota.